100 years ago, on September 19th, the sailing ship Star of Bengal went down on the rocks off of Coronation Island. The ship had been towed from Wrangell to the open water by tugboats and was headed for San Francisco with a huge load of canned salmon, as well as cannery workers and crew members. 110 lives were lost, while 22 were saved. Bonnie Demersion and Alice Rooney of Wrangell have made an effort to ensure that the tragic loss and heroic rescue that took place that September 19th and 20th in the year of 1908 are remembered and honored.
It was considered one of the great maritime tragedies of the Pacific Northwest. It was an event that really reverberated all along the West Coast.
That was Bonnie Demersion recounting that historic event. She has found a unique way to deliver the historic account of the details of those 2 days for the commemoration.
I actually found, through the help of Kay at the library, an interesting article that had been written by a man in Anchorage, and he wrote about the event itself, and it was published in a journal called The Sea Chest, which is the journal of the Puget Sound Maritime Historical Society. I talked to the author of that article, and he gave us full permission to use it. So what we're going to do is retell the story using the form that he has written. And when he researched the story, he went back to the investigation which followed the shipwreck, where there was a lot of testimony, and he pulled a lot of quotes from the different ship captains and crew members and put them in his story. So it, in places, it's almost like a play. We have the actual characters speaking and describing what it was like to be fighting this storm and then to be shipwrecked.
Demersion says that several people in town have agreed to read from the different character parts in the article to deliver this very dramatic story. The museum will have a few photos and artifacts for display. Demersion describes where they were able to secure them from.
The cannery ship involved was the Alaska Packers Association, which was headquartered in San Francisco. So there's a lot of maritime history that's held in San Francisco museums and libraries. So we do have some photographs of the crew and the ship that came from those collections. And we're hoping to get some artifacts from Juneau. There's a person there who has several that her husband collected, and we hope that she'll be willing to lend them to us so that we can have a display, which we hope will be in the museum for about a month or so following the program.
The Wrangell Chorale will be singing the Navy hymn, followed by a short prayer for closing of the ceremony. Since this was a significant local historic event, Demersion believes that there may be Wrangell community members that could participate or contribute to the centennial ceremony event.
If there are people in town that have other stories related to the Star of Bengal, because there are people in town who have descendants who still live here, if people have stories that they heard, obviously they're probably not going to be firsthand because we're talking 100 years, but it would really be nice if they could come Thursday night and share those stories, or if there's anybody in town that has artifacts that we'd be willing to loan the museum for a month or so. It would be wonderful to have those things, too.
There is a commemorative event scheduled for Thursday, September 18th at 7 p.m. in the James and Elsie Nolan Center. In addition to the commemoration, there will be historical information and artifacts displayed for a month in the Nolan Center lobby. Tune in to KSTK later this week for more in-depth coverage about the Star of Bengal and what happened on September 19th and 20th in the year 1908. This is Kelly Decker, reporting for KSTK.